The in-store shopper journey funnel that I've outlined includes foot traffic, opportunity traffic based on velocity, engagement rate based on time, and consideration rate also based on time. Those four metrics provide a nice picture of what's happening in the store, and they can be used to do a lot of basic optimization, especially around display merchandising. What I haven't filled in is the very bottom of the in-store funnel, when a shopper buys something. Conversion is, after all, the key fact of the shopping experience. It's the difference between success and failure. And while conversion these days may not always happen in the store proper, conversion is still the ultimate goal. In e-commerce, conversion is often the easiest thing to measure. It suffers from none of the ambiguities around traffic and engagement that can plague other digital metrics. In e-commerce, we not only know which visitors converted, we know exactly what they bought, and we can seamlessly match that to their browsing experience. So digital funnels can always drive down to the lowest level of detail, understanding how many shoppers viewed a specific SKU and how many purchased it. With in-store shopper measurement, the bottom of the funnel is a lot less clear. With most full journey measurement, we can tell when and whether a shopper went to a cash wrap. So conversion, at least at the macro level, is usually trackable. But it's important to understand that shopper journey data is anonymous. So though we can track a shopper to a specific register in time, the journey data itself doesn't tell us what the shopper purchased. If a shopper lingered in three sections prior to checking out, we have no idea if that shopper purchased many things from each, one thing from one, or any permutation in between. So at the bottom of the in-store funnel is conversion, usually defined as a checkout, but that conversion is decidedly ambiguous. Can it be made clearer and more pointed? The answer to that is in my next minute, and it's a very, very qualified yes. Thanks for listening. I'm Gary Angel with the Measurement Minute.